fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Sunday, the 10th day of June, 2007. Welcome to the show, and it's good to be back. I was out of the country the last 2 Sundays. I had a friend with a medical emergency in Manila, the Philippines. I got there and helped him and helped get him back. And another veteran of the U.S. Army Special Forces, very dear friend. I was best man in his wedding. And he's undergoing treatment for cancer and is better than he went. And we hope for a optimal outcome there. We're praying for an optimal outcome. Anyway, it's good to be back in the good old U.S. of A. And no longer in the beautiful tropics of the Philippines. Quite frankly, a country of dramatic contrast. Extreme poverty immediately next door to extreme wealth. When I say extreme wealth, people who easily could reach adulthood and never see the inside of a kitchen, ever. They would have no need to. Never drive an automobile, already have a driver's license because they would never drive a motor vehicle. That they have people to do that for them. Neat place, interesting place, but it's good to be home. I was just looking at the front page of Drudge Report just a few minutes ago, and I found it interesting that almost no mention whatsoever of the war in Iraq or Afghanistan. I think that's significant, ladies and gentlemen, that there's no mention on Drudge of anything going on in Afghanistan of any consequence or Iraq. We've been at war now continuously for 3 years into the 4th year. In fact, we've been in Iraq now longer than we were in World War II. World War II, United States involvement in World War II, was 3 years and 9 months, if you include December of 1941, 3 years and 9 months. And we're already into the 4th year of this war in Iraq. First break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thank you. All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 10th day of June, 2007. Welcome back to the show. As always, I need to remind myself that we always have new listeners. This is radio. We have new listeners every show. And for those of you who would like to see my photo and read my bio, you can go to my website. The address for my website is thelibertyman.com. Don't forget to put the V on there, Tango Hotel Echo, or you'll get someplace you don't want to be. For those who don't know, I've been a criminal investigator, private investigator for 35 years. Prior to that, U.S. military intelligence for 3 years, including a tour of duty in Vietnam with psychological warfare, where I was an intelligence analyst, and a tour of duty with U.S. Army Special Forces, where I was also an intelligence analyst. Needless to say, for the past 40 years, I've been involved with serious matters that have serious consequences, frequently life and death consequences. My most recent bodyguard assignment, I had to let two of my assistants take over this past week. We had a security detail to help a young woman be safe from a man, now her ex-husband, who had been beating her. My first bodyguard assignment was 40 years ago this year, where I was protecting a young woman who was being roughed up at her bus stop by street bums, street toughs, who were taking her lunch money in the Republic of Vietnam. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we talk about preparedness. We talk about what you want to talk about. Talk radio is educational. Talk radio is entertainment. And talk radio is also a business. That's why you hear all these advertisements, because the advertisements is the business part, and that's what pays the bill. Speaking of which, Freeze Dry Guy. I just sent Freeze Dry Guy a copy of my article, No Need for Panic, just recently. He told me that he would definitely read it while he was on vacation this past week. Of course, I've been out of the country and haven't had a chance to catch up with him yet. I'm anxiously waiting to see what his opinion is after having read my article, No Need for Panic. Those of you who have not read it, I encourage you to get a copy. The subtitle, although it's not on the cover, should be The Deception of Global Warming. And truly, truly, ladies and gentlemen, for the past 2 months, for about the 2 months since Al Gore received his award for his film, An Inconvenient Truth, global warming has become a daily news item, and it will continue to be a daily news item until you're absolutely nauseated and tired of hearing about it, if you're not already, for the next several years. There is science, and there is science fiction in what Al Gore says in his film, An Inconvenient Truth. My article, which has footnotes, a bibliography, a list of websites, points out the difference, and you can learn the difference yourself between the reality, the real science, and the science fiction. And not only Al Gore's film, An Inconvenient Truth, but also in these multiple news articles that you'll see in the newspaper, stories you'll hear on television, on National Public Radio. Just this morning on National Public Radio, they had a forum that they were doing up in Alaska with various scientists and people who live in the state of Alaska about global warming, rising ocean levels, and so forth. Once you read my paper, you will know the difference between the science and between the science fiction. This is important. This is something you really, really need to know about. And, of course, you can order my paper from my website, thelibertyman.com. Well, I've got my grandson with me for the next 2 weeks, and my grandson will be getting a special treat. It's a surprise. He's not within hearing distance of me, I don't believe, at the moment. And he's getting his first rifle in the next couple of hours. 10-year-old boy getting his first bolt-action 22 rifle. I did my homework, and I found a real nice Savage bolt-action rifle that has a reasonable amount of accuracy, and that this boy can become the marksman that I would like to see him become. Every young man who gets his first rifle, it's a day they remember the rest of their life, and this will be quite an occasion for him. I'm really looking forward to it, and it will be a complete surprise for him. He does not have a clue this is happening, so as soon as the show's over, this boy will be taken to the gun dealer, and we will get him his first 22 caliber bolt-action rifle. This is a live call-in show. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. Now, I need to remind you, we have a pledge drive going with Republic Broadcasting Network. This is important. We have a lot of revenue from advertising. However, we have a lot of overhead also. If you can find it within your ability to make a regular monthly donation, that would be better than a single lump sum. It will help us more to get $10 a month than get one lump of $120 for a year. It just makes budgeting a little bit better. So if you can fit $10 a month or $20 a month into your budget, that would be real helpful. The call number to make a pledge is 800-724-2719, extension 116. I say again slowly, 800-724-2719, extension 116. Or you can make a PayPal donation at republicbroadcasting.org. I say again, republicbroadcasting.org. And they make it as painless. We make it as painless as we can. PayPal is something that's pretty slick. I use PayPal on my website. It works real nice. So if you can do so, I'd appreciate it. John Stantmiller would appreciate it. Everybody at Republic Broadcasting would appreciate a regular donation from you for Republic Broadcasting. You also need to check out the products offered at the Republic Broadcasting website. Things that are unique, the high-quality English water filters, the Berkey water filters, which have been around for a better part of a century. Gravity feed, you don't need 40 pounds of pressure like the neat ones that attach to your kitchen faucet. I've got one of those, a carbon block filter. They're wonderful. However, they need 40 pounds of pressure to work. The Berkey ceramic water filters are gravity feed, so if you put water in there, at the top, clean drinking water will come out at the bottom. Interesting books that are difficult to find other places. The Sanjean shortwave radio, which is a high-quality radio and, quite frankly, a real bargain for the money. Check all those things out at republicbroadcasting.org as well. Getting back to the news of the day. Well, the news and the events of the world continue on as we've been talking about these past several years. They're predicting right now that gold may reach $1,000 an ounce, at least briefly, and sometime in the not-too-distant future. It has less than $300 to go before it reaches that mark, right at $300. I think it's standing at $369, $370 an ounce. So a little more than $300 an ounce, and it will be touching that magic $1,000 an ounce mark, which, of course, doesn't mean that's the value of gold so much as that's the value of the dollar. That's what's really being measured there, is the value of the dollar. Keep that in mind. These wars continue, wars which have been started under false pretenses, especially the one in Iraq. There actually is some validity for the war in Afghanistan. There was a direct chain of command linkage between the people running Afghanistan and Al-Qaeda, where there was no linkage of any sort whatsoever between international terrorists and the government of Iraq before we invaded. And obviously there were no weapons of mass destruction. That was a complete fraud and fabrication. But the wars continue, the bodies keep coming home, and we keep paying the price. I believe the Republicans are starting to wake up to that fact, the Republican congressmen up for re-election in the not-too-distant future. They're recognizing that their careers are on the line, and 2008 might be the end of their careers if this war continues as it's been doing. So it's going to be fascinating to watch all that as it progresses and see how it works out. The weather continues to be bizarre. The drought out west, they're saying, the officials are now saying, the drought covers one-third of the nation. We had a fairly substantial rain here in my part of the world just today. However, I still believe we're about 2 inches or so behind in rainfall, if I recall correctly. So a good downpour now and then does not correct, being 2 inches behind in annual rainfall. Out where I am, we have grass-fed beef, and the only crop that of any consequence is hay. And these farmers have to have three cuttings of hay per season to really get by without having to purchase hay, which gets to be a bit cost prohibitive and knocks out the profit from raising their beef. Well, the first cutting is in. The second cutting has been damaged to a certain extent. We had one of our local farmers lose quite a bit of hay cut in the field due to our unexpected rainfall we had this morning. But it remains to be seen. In the last several seasons, we have not got three cuttings of hay off these fields, and that causes great problems for these men raising these grass-fed beef. The rest of the country, the grain belt, is in severe crisis. We have the lowest stocks of grains in the silos since World War II. A very minimal supply of grains, corn, soybeans, wheat, in these silos since World War II. Dangerously low. And it looks like it's going to be getting worse. Break coming up. Call the number is 800-313-9443.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Ah. Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 10th of June, 2007. Welcome back. We talk about preparedness. We talk about current events. We talk about international events. You may have been watching, you may not have been, this going-ons with Vladimir Putin, the leader of Russia, and his statements about this missile defense shield that Bush is proposing. And now he's done such a turnabout to now become part of it. The whole thing's a bunch of silliness, in my opinion. What he's offering to put into the mix is a bunch of antiquated Russian technology. What he'll end up with, if he does get involved, is state-of-the-art air defense systems, as opposed to the antiquated stuff that they have, by comparison. So it sounds like a good deal for him, to me. I don't know. What's your opinion? It's hard to say what's real and what's fabrication when it comes to matters at that level. Is it all orchestrated like a Bolshoi ballet? It may be. They may have it all planned out before they ever have these public discussions and public conflicts between them what appear to be public conflicts may really be a carefully orchestrated event. Difficult to say. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. Any questions or comments you have are certainly welcome. And it's better to call early while we've got the time as opposed to 5 minutes before the show is over when we're scrambling trying to get the last call or two in. So just keep that in mind. These earth changes continue to be a topic that I'm studying, and I just met with a listener. I'll just call him Peter from St. Louis. And Peter, if you're listening, welcome to the show. Peter's one of those guys that, like most of you, just listen. He called me a couple of weeks ago before I went to the Philippines and said, John, I've got this scientific journal article from 1965 talking about how thousands of square miles of the oceans are 200 feet plus higher above what we call sea level, and other thousands of square miles of the ocean are 200 feet below what we call sea level. Now, that's the top, the surface of the ocean. And I thought, this is rather strange. I never heard of this before. I managed 60 years of my life and never hear about this. So I call up a friend of mine who was a veteran, a retired Navy veteran, and I said, what's the deal? Is there anything to this? And he says, oh, yeah, of course. Doesn't everybody know this? Apparently, it's fairly common knowledge in the Navy that this is, in fact, the case. And here's how this works. Apparently, the jet stream puts pressure on the surface of the ocean, depressing it in some areas and pushing it up and making it higher in other areas of the ocean. And as long as the jet stream continues functioning in the way it's functioned for so many centuries, we do not have a problem. However, if, or more accurately, when the jet stream changes dramatically in a short period of time, these oceans are going to be doing things that no human being has seen in probably 3,600 years or so. It certainly adds fuel to the fires of what we're finding out about rising ocean levels, melting ice at the Antarctic, melting ice in Greenland, and so forth. What can make the jet stream change? Well, you need to know what makes the jet stream work in the first place. I'll be talking to Professor McCanny about this. I don't know if Jim knows about these matters or not already. There's a high likelihood he does, but then he may not. The jet stream is a consequence of solar energy, energy coming at us from our sun. And, of course, the energy coming at us from the sun has been changing dramatically the last several years, especially the last 3 to 4 years. And that, in turn, can and will affect the jet stream. So this just adds more fuel to the fire, as I said a moment ago, as to what's coming at us with global warming, abrupt climate change, and rising ocean levels. The article, the 1965 Scientific Journal article that I have, and I'll be making a copy of for Professor McCanny, mentions the four corners of the oceans, the four corners of the world. There was a commentary that came with it written by a Christian commentator making reference to a section in the Bible, and I don't have the article in front of me, that talks about the four corners of the world and the winds. Frequently, we are seeing stories in the Bible being proven in scientific manners, and this may very well be another example of that being the case. I certainly had no knowledge about prior to reading the Scientific Journal article that there was some basis for the four corners of the world made reference to in the Bible. I didn't have a clue what those were. Break coming up. Call on numbers 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 10th of June, 2007. Welcome back to the show. I was just talking to my live studio audience about Al Gore and his movie, An Inconvenient Truth. This is important. If you haven't heard this dialogue before, you need to hear it. If you've heard it before, it'll be a good refresher for you. Al Gore gives a timeline in his film. The timeline he gives for dangers from abrupt climate change and rising ocean levels is as follows. Around 2016, things will start to get bad. And around 2050, things will really get bad. That's the same timeline that NASA's putting out. That's a timeline that Jim Hansen with the NASA Goddard Space Flight Institute is putting out. I analyze both these men and what they're saying publicly in my paper, No Need for Panic. That, ladies and gentlemen, is science fiction. The timeline is science fiction. What they say will happen is science. It's real. What they say will happen is real and is science. The dangers to hundreds of millions, quite frankly, billions of people on this planet due to rising ocean levels and dangerous abrupt climate change. That's real. The way I'm addressing my audiences these days, I ask them, would the federal government of the United States lie to you? Most thinking adults immediately answer, yes, of course they would. The federal government of the United States or America would lie to you. Of course they would, if it suits their needs, suits their goals and agenda. So here's the real deal, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the real timeline. The federal government of the United States begins evacuating their own people from low-lying areas near the East Coast, Gulf Coast, West Coast, and Great Lakes, beginning in 18 months. In January of 2009, they finished their evacuations in December of 2009, in 30 months. Obviously, the reason being is because they need to. Now, all federal employees will not be evacuated. If you work for HUD, you work for Social Security, you work for Medicare, Medicaid, you will not be evacuated because your jobs won't be necessary, and you won't be necessary, and neither will your families. The people being evacuated are people in the intelligence community, high-ranking government officials in the military, and so forth. The rest of you, you'll be left to your own devices, just like the rest of us civilians will be. If you have skills in communications and computers with security, things of that nature, you might be evacuated and taken to a safe area if you work for the federal government. Places like the new airport out there in Denver. They did not even need a new airport. The old one was working quite well. The new one goes 10, 12 stories underground and has tens of thousands of square feet that nobody publicly is accounting for. That's one of the many shelters that they've built. So that's the real timeline, and that's mentioned in my paper, No Need for Panic, available at my website. That'd be the best $5 you ever spent to get a copy of my paper. I also am now offering a copy of the Department of Defense paper on abrupt climate change. It was published 3.5 years ago, so when we've now had 3.5 years to observe and make note of what they were saying would be happening in the future, because 3.5 years of time have passed since the Department of Defense report on abrupt climate change was published. So I offer those in a package deal of both papers for $9. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, and so forth. I wish I could afford just to mail them out to you folks, just for the request of you doing so. I'm not in a position to do that. So if you have not got a copy of No Need for Panic and the Department of Defense report on abrupt climate change, I encourage you to do so. I've had several listeners that have gotten one article, and they end up ordering another 4 or 5 for friends and family. Don't get too caught up, ladies and gentlemen, in the outcome of trying to inform friends and family of what's coming at us. Most people, most of the time, don't want to hear it. That's the expected response. It's a pleasant surprise when somebody is interested and wants to hear about the reality of abrupt climate change, as opposed to the fabricated stories we're getting from Al Gore, from NASA, and these other government sources like National Public Radio. It's a refreshing change to have that happen. Moving onward and upward, we need to keep in mind that those of us who have the ability to care for those who can't take care of themselves, youngsters, pre-puberty youngsters, and older folks, those elderly parents that can no longer function as they could as younger individuals, that it's our responsibility to care for them and help them get through whatever times might be coming at us and get the skills necessary and get the equipment necessary and get the supplies necessary to help them be safe, regardless of what might be coming at us. I regard that as a sacred thing that must be done if you have those responsibilities. even if they don't know or can't help themselves. So you just keep that in mind. And remember the foundations of preparedness that I talk about frequently. The foundations being, first and foremost, you get a strong spiritual foundation to work from. We know from the experience of the POWs in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, that those POWs who had a strong spiritual foundation were far more likely to survive the prisoner war experience than those who did not. It's not even debatable. Once you've done that, or concurrently, consider developing the following skills: life-saving skills in emergency medical treatment. At least get a Red Cross first aid training course under your belt. I encourage everybody to go out, take it a step further and take a one semester course at your local junior college as an emergency medical technician. That's all it takes, one semester. There aren't many who would go the full mile and become a paramedic, which would be another three semesters in college. That, of course, would put you ahead of 99.9% of the population. In fact, just being an EMT would put you ahead of 99% of the population. Very worthwhile skills that can come in handy any number of ways, coming upon an automobile accident or following a storm or an earthquake, whatever it might be. And of course, you need a medical kit equal to your skill level to really help you save lives. Other skills you might want to consider would be the skills of a ham radio operator, the skills of a backpacker, the skills of a farmer, the skills of a person that is used to operating and maintaining equipment, which is basically what farmers do. Farmers spend 95% of their time operating, maintaining, and repairing equipment. That's what farmers do these days, unless you happen to be Amish. Very worthwhile skills that take years to develop and years to become good at. The skills of a hunter, the skills of a fisherman, the skills of a soldier. Multiple skills that a person would find worthwhile in a short-term or long-term crisis. Things you can't learn in a book. Books are helpful. I'm a reader, and I've got hundreds of books in my private library. Books are helpful, but there's no substitute for getting out there and learning these skills and doing these skills hands-on. No substitute whatsoever. You may have to pay some money to learn some of these skills or undergo an apprenticeship, whatever it takes. I was joking with somebody recently how most American men under the age of 40 in this country can no longer change a spark plug in an automobile. They've never had any reason to do so. That's where we've come to, is a diminished capacity on the part of American males to do the things that traditionally American males have always been able to do. Routine mechanical maintenance on motor vehicles, for example. Many American males no longer learn the skills of marksmanship or the skills of fishing or camping, backpacking, those things. They've become a bit more esoteric and not nearly as common as they were 40, 50 years ago. So, gentlemen, if you don't have those skills, you might want to consider acquiring those skills. The man I was talking with the other day, Peter from St. Louis, he's looking at getting his skill level up. He's a young man that recognizes the value in obtaining these skills and is diligently working on doing so. So please keep that in mind and consider doing it. We have what appears to be the luxury of time right now. We may have 18 months or 24 or 30 months, maybe a little bit more, maybe a little less, to acquire skills and improve skills while we can. This luxury of time needs to be made the best use of, to the best of your ability. Once it's gone, it's gone. talking about equipment and equipment maintenance. If you look at my website, you'll see I'm an Amsoil dealer, Amsoil Synthetic Lubricants. There are some products there that can dramatically make things better and different. For example, a two-cycle oil additive for your two-cycle engines, your chainsaws, leaf blowers, and so forth, that only requires one ratio for all your two-cycle engines. Most of us out here in the country, we've got all these little red plastic cans marked 48-to-1, 50-to-1, 38-to-1, oil-to-gas ratios. And it gets to be a logistical nightmare, quite frankly, keeping track of which oil-to-gas ratio is which and keeping them all properly topped off. This one Amsoil product allows you to use one oil-to-gas ratio for all your two-cycle engines. That by itself is a massive improvement and a dramatic change in the logistics of maintaining two-cycle and running two-cycle engines. Another product, and I hope to have a guest on here soon talking about it, is a diesel fuel additive. The federal government mandated low sulfur diesel fuel recently, removing the traditional lubricating properties of diesel fuel, which is always why diesel fuel engines have been so easily to maintain and have such a long life, is because of the natural lubricating ability of the high sulfur diesel fuels. Well, that's gone. The low sulfur diesel fuel is gone. The Amsoil diesel fuel additive puts back the lubricating properties in the diesel fuel, which have been lost. And that, of course, will extend and dramatically increase the engine life of your diesel engine. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I encourage you to look at the Amsoil website and see what might be helpful for you and your situation. Consider Amsoil Synthetic Lubricants, if you would, please. They're excellent products. They've been around for more than 30 years, and they're getting better all the time. I find it kind of ironic, going back to earlier in the show, how a war that we're into the fourth year in Iraq is not even mentioned on Drudge today, unless something's been posted in the last few minutes I missed. It's become routine. The war in Iraq has become routine. The young men and young women being sent back to this country with parts of their bodies missing or shipped home in a box has become routine, hardly even newsworthy. It used to be if we lost one person a day or one every other day, it made national news. Now we routinely lose 5, 6, and 8 in one day, and it barely makes the news. They do mention it, but it's hardly newsworthy anymore. It's become so routine to lose these young people in battle in Iraq. That's where we are, ladies and gentlemen, where the killed in actions and the wounded in actions have become routine matters in Iraq. More likely than not, from what I'm hearing and seeing, this will get worse before it gets better. The generals, there's a general now looking at being confirmed to be the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He's not saying good things about where we are in Iraq and where we're quickly headed in Iraq. Not saying good things at all. At that level of command, these generals like to be sure they're on the correct side of history when history books are written. So they will say things that are safe and say things that are more or less accurate in order to be on the right side of history when the history books are written. So I watch carefully and read carefully what they're saying, because they're able to, and they're part of, I should say, the classified briefings at that level. They attend classified briefings, if not every day, at least once a week, on what's going on with these wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And they have private sources because of who they are. They have private sources from inside the officer corps and in Iraq and inside the officer corps in Afghanistan to find out from men I've known and worked with for 30 and 40 years as to what's really going on. I can almost guarantee you that what you know publicly about the activity in Iraq and Afghanistan is only part of the story. The behind-the-scenes stories is almost without a doubt far worse than what we know about publicly, almost without a doubt. I will be getting briefed myself through some private sources on these matters in the next few weeks. I'll be reporting back to you what I find out from my private sources of what's going on in Iraq and what's going on in Afghanistan. More likely than not, we will find out dramatic differences in what's being talked about publicly. The next break's coming up. The call number is 800-313-9443.
Employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 10th day of June, 2007. I was talking to somebody recently about the government, about FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. fact, I was talking to my live studio audience about this, and who they are, what they do, and what they don't do. Well, look at the name, Federal Emergency Management Agency. What they do is provide training and management for the people who really do help, which are your local fire and paramedics, your local firemen and paramedics, EMTs, highway patrol, sheriffs, police. They provide training and management to those folks. Now, during Hurricane Katrina and the events following it, people were upset that FEMA wasn't there more quickly. It's not FEMA's mission statement, and FEMA does not have the resources to evacuate people from cities. That's not who they are. They don't have depots filled with hundreds of buses and hundreds of smiling, uniformed FEMA bus drivers to evacuate people. Those resources don't exist, ladies and gentlemen. They never have and probably never will. Evacuating people is a matter for local emergency folks to take care of, state and local, not FEMA. State and local people have the resources. In fact, when it came to Hurricane Katrina, the mayor of New Orleans, as the commander of the militia, which of course is part of every mayor's job description, he had the authority to commandeer all the perfectly functional, fueled up school buses, had the authority to order his policemen, his firemen, his emergency medical people to drive those school buses. In fact, he had the authority to call out the militia of New Orleans, which every mayor has the authority to do, and drive those school buses and evacuate his people. And why did not he exercise that authority? The reason the mayor of New Orleans did not exercise that authority was a political decision. If he had exercised his authority and evacuated all those people and the storm had gone someplace else, it would have been the end of his political career. Rather than do that, rather than take that chance, that percentage chance, that the storm would go somewhere else, he chose not to exercise his authority, allow those school buses to sit there unused, and all those people to become victims. That was a choice made by the mayor of New Orleans, not FEMA, not the governor of the state of Louisiana. That was a choice made by the mayor of the city of New Orleans. As he sat there, and his advisors sat there watching on radar this hurricane come across the Gulf of Mexico at New Orleans. Nobody else. Don't blame it on the president. Don't blame it on FEMA. Don't blame it on the governor of Louisiana. The blame lies with one person and one person only, the mayor of the city of New Orleans, who did not exercise his authority to take those school buses out of the yards and evacuate the people of the city of New Orleans. That was his choice, and he did not exercise that authority that he had. End of story. Now, that's the same all over the country, ladies and gentlemen. These mayors of these cities, these governors of these states, they have the resources to help people. FEMA does not. FEMA provides training. FEMA provides management, and they provide books and other resources. That's what they do. Top of the hour break, the call number is 800-313-9443.